Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, February 27th, 2017. I'm Mary Sherman. Today's rundown covers several topics, including the president set to address defense spending and health care reform, immigrants struggle to speak up amid deportation fears, and new research suggests public transportation should be the way to go for already stressed out commuters. At the top of the list, the White House today is expected to issue a budget proposal for the coming fiscal year that calls for an increase in military spending while saving Social Security and Medicare from any cuts. The budget outlines also expected to include spending cuts to several federal agencies, including the Environmental Protection Agency. President Donald Trump's expected to address the proposals when he addresses a joint session of Congress tomorrow night. On Sunday, the president said he would also provide details on plans to give the Affordable Care Act a makeover. Advocates and politicians are speaking out almost daily about President Trump's controversial immigration plans. But those who are here illegally aren't making their voices heard as much, mostly because they're afraid.
Juana Reyes has been in the U.S. since she was 2 years old and says this is the only home she remembers. She's undocumented and says since Donald Trump became president, she only leaves her home when she has to because she's worried she'll be taken into custody. She's a single mom with 4 children and doesn't know who would take care of them. She says she may be qualified for citizenship through the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, but she's too afraid to apply.
What if I don't get approved? Then they'll have all my information on file, and it scares me. A few people have told me I qualify. I'm always scared to apply and get denied, and then them having all my information.
President Trump recently directed the Department of Homeland Security to ramp up enforcement of immigration laws, prioritizing it towards those undocumented immigrants who present a danger to public safety, but not limiting deportations to that group. I'm Veronica Carter reporting.
In a crackdown on leaks, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer recently checked his aides' cell phones to ensure they weren't communicating with reporters. The push came after President Trump criticized the media for using unnamed sources and stories and expressed growing frustration with the unauthorized sharing of information by individuals in his administration. Now to Colorado, where there's an attempt to crack down on another issue. A bill on the state Senate floor today would increase penalties for disruptive behavior at fossil fuel sites. Brett McPherson has more.
Tampering with industrial equipment at an oil or gas site is a Class 2 misdemeanor in Colorado, but Senate Bill 17035 aims to make it a Class 6 felony. If passed, punishment for the new and expanded definitions of violation could include a $100,000 fine and up to 18 months in jail. The bill's sponsor, Senator Jerry Sonnenberg, says it's about safety. Objectors say it's a way to create fear among activists who try to disrupt business to protest the fossil fuel industry. Shelley Nanter is with the Fort Collins branch of Water is Life.
It is a veiled attempt to keep any kind of peaceful actions away from any oil and gas activity. Those kind of actions that would create bodily harm are already covered in other criminal charges that you could bring up.
Nanter and more than 20 others who showed up at a Senate committee hearing last month to speak out against the bill contend current penalties are enough to deter dangerous behavior without infringing on First Amendment rights.
On the heels of celebrating the defeat of a right-to-work bill, New Hampshire labor unions are facing a new challenge. A hearing will be held Wednesday on a paycheck deception bill. New Hampshire AFL-CIO President Glenn Brackett says the measure has nothing to do with deception and clearly singles out labor unions for a new and unfair prohibition.
Nothing else, not United Way or health care payments or car payments or credit union deductions, only union dues will be illegal to be deducted from paychecks. How can the government getting involved telling me what I can do with my paycheck?
Republicans have offered similar measures around the nation, arguing that union members should have more to say in how their union dues are spent. States across the nation are facing a conundrum as more teachers are approaching retirement age than new teachers are being recruited. Jerry Oster has more on what's happening in South Dakota.
A sales tax increase passed by last year's legislature gave South Dakota teachers substantial raises. That, in turn, helped schools recruit the teachers they needed to fill vacancies. Now a report from the State Department of Education shows most of the state's teachers are nearing retirement age faster than first-year teachers are being recruited. Mary McCorkle, president of the South Dakota Education Association, says the raises last year put off the exit of some of those veteran teachers.
We probably delayed that a little bit because it was very attractive, and so teachers who may have retired stayed. But that will come to an end, and we need to make sure that we are attracting new educators into the profession. That's a critical component of the work that we need to do.
According to the Education Department, the average national retirement age for teachers is 59, and more than a third of South Dakota's full-time teachers are at least 51.
The average American spends more than 25 minutes commuting to and from work and school, and researchers found that daily commutes longer than 20 minutes can make a person more susceptible to chronic stress or burnout. Sports and internal medicine doctor A.K. Mishra says those with lengthy commutes are more likely to feel tired and stressed, but he says there are ways to make the most of the time on the road.
Sometimes there's things we just want to think about, and sometimes the only time we have to ourselves is in the car, and people find peace in talking to themselves and talking out ideas or things which are on their mind.
Mishra says taking public transportation can be stressful as well, but it's better on the mind and body than driving because of the chance to nap or just chill out while someone else deals with the traffic. I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.